Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Brian the Cashman, also a Cubby fan. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, John.
Oh, man. I think we're all taming some people's nerves here.
This is very nerve-wracking.
It is. But we're here to have some relief, and you know, sports comes into play with what you do with memorabilia. So if you've got some items you want to find out what they're worth and breathe slowly with us, 312-981-7200. Sound good?
Great.
All right. Let's go to Tim right off the bat. Tim, welcome to WGN. How you doing, buddy? What do you have for Brian?
Go Padres. Sorry about that. Got a stick, Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita.
Oh, sorry. The connection's lost. I'm just kidding, Tim. Start over. You're good. I turned you off for a second, Tim.
Remember,
go ahead.
I remember 1984. Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita, and Tony Oseto hockey stick autograph.
Wow.
Not game used. How can you tell if a bat or hockey stick is game used if they use it in warm-ups, or like a jersey if they use it in warm-ups but not in a game? You can't really tell, can you?
That's not a great question.
Tim, I mean, yeah. You know, the thing is a lot of stuff nowadays is all photo match, so there would have to be, shown in the game, shown, you know, somewhere, you know, very distinct evidence that you could tell that it was being used or
like it had a distinct feature. It was in his hands and it clearly has this marking, and that's the one.
It has these marks on it and it's matched to that. And a lot of times nowadays they'll photo match stuff to not just one photo. They actually get, you know, up to five, sometimes more, depending on the item.
To authenticate
that it's actually game used.
Generally speaking, is game used stuff worth more if you can actually authenticate it?
Absolutely.
Makes a big difference.
Oh, 100%.
Like double or triple what it would be otherwise?
Even higher.
Really?
Yeah, it can.
People just want to touch what they touched.
Yep. That's used in the game. Imagine having that, you know, 70th home run ball.
I have about 7 years of Hawks memorabilia that I've worn, like hoodies and stuff that I wear for the games that I host. And every now and then I do what's called a John Hansen garage sale at the United Center, where the winners of prizes get my old hoodies, and I remind them, that's game worn. Yeah. I did not wash that after the game.
That's right.
I don't know if that makes it worth more or less, a John Hansen hoodie. What do you think?
What do you think
a John Hansen hoodie would go
actually,
for?
It's priceless. It's priceless.
Good
No one could afford those.
Thanks for the call, Tim. 312-981. Oh, that item that he has, though, with the triple signatures.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely a great item. Great item. We actually have similar ones at the shop right now that are available.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely a good item. And, you know, hundreds of dollars.
312-981-7200. And thanks for putting a number on it, Brian. We appreciate it. Okay, let's talk about another autographed item. Michael Jordan, which is a rarer autograph than, like, a Peyton, right?
Absolutely.
On a Sports Illustrated magazine. Okay. But it's personalized.
Good item.
It says, Happy Birthday, Maggie, with the date on it.
That is nice.
Is that worth more because it's personalized or less?
So ideally, you know, it's something's not personalized, of course. But in this case, having the extra writing that's in Michael Jordan's hand would actually add to this particular piece.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because it's not out there.
Ah, so it's just more letters on the page.
You know, it's just not out there. You get something where it's, you know, if it just simply said happy birthday, the date on it, and, you know, Michael Jordan,
but
would
not
have been
the name,
great.
Not
necessarily the name, but, you know, it's not going to kill the piece. You know, there's some pieces where, you know, you have, let's say, a Fergie Jenkins item, you know, and it's signed to somebody. Since he signed a lot of stuff, you can easily get one without a name. So unless that is your name on there, that is definitely not going to sell for anywhere near as much.
But if you find a Maggie,
a Maggie, it'd be worth a lot more. And if you find a Maggie that was born in an 11-11,
then you're doing great.
Oh yeah,
219. Are sterling silver sets worth their weight in silver, or is it a lesser amount? How does that all work with the sterling silver?
So again, it's sterling. Sterling silver is not pure silver.
Okay. So it's not like what I just read at the top of the show.
That's correct. It is not that price.
I assume less than that price.
Yes. Yes. Because it's alloyed. Sterling is typically 92.5% silver, 7.5% copper.
Okay.
Right. So when you go to sell something like that, there's, you know, when a dealer has to buy it, even like us, when we're buying stuff like that, we have to take things in consideration as far as refining costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we still, we got to make something on it. You know, we have to make something on the set to keep the doors open.
Okay. So that's how that all works. But it's still worth something.
Oh, yes.
And you get a couple
of the last few sets I paid well over $3,000 a set for. So, you know, it's
someone brought one, like a bunch of stuff, and you found a sterling silver piece, or I think your brother did, at the last Cashman Cash Bash, and they walked away with a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And after this break, I'm going to tell you about the next Cashman Cash Bash. All right, Brian the Cashman, you ready to announce our big next event?
I certainly am.
And about 50 people come to the first one, which was awesome.
Oh, absolutely. It was fantastic. It was actually a wonderful time. Loved meeting everybody. It was just a great experience.
It was. It was Brian the Cashman's Cash Bash. We went to your store at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass, which we'll rename on this day Cash.
Yeah. Because
that just makes it work better.
That's right.
That makes it work really great. And 50 or so people came by on a Friday afternoon after it had poured and traffic was terrible. So we're going to do it a little differently this time. We're going to go on October 18th for the Brian the Cashman Cash Bash at AmeriCash, 10 a.m. to noon. I feel like that is a perfect hour.
Absolutely.
People are running out. They're doing things. That's like perfect time to run an errand. Start your Saturday right. Get some cash.
Get some cash. You got money for the weekend.
Yeah, you got money for the weekend if you bring in your stuff. So this is the challenge. That's in 16 days. Start gathering that clutter. You can bring it to Brian early if you want. Go ahead if you can't make it that day. But I would love to come by. And the fun part is I get to guess how much your stuff is worth before Brian tells you the real answer. And that'll be a lot of fun. It's the Cashman Cash Bash. It's a brunch. Karen, our rep, wanted to work in brunch into the title too. The Cashman Cash Brunch Bash, but I feel I would have stumbled over that 10,000 times. She's going to bring donuts. She promises there'll be a donut for everyone as long as you get there early. 10 a.m. to noon, the 18th. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Cannot wait.
Breaking news. I've got some. It's bagels, says Karen in the other room. I don't know. I kind of like donuts, Brian. What do you think?
Ah, donuts. Okay. Donuts. Got to be donuts.
Actually, a mix of both, Karen, since you're writing the check for it. Thank you. So we hope to see you there. I'll remind you a few more times before the Cash Bash. Okay, 815, Cashman, I have many Jim Beam bourbon decanters. Never opened them. Can I sell them fully legally, or should I waste 50-year-old bourbon? Would the bourbon be okay to drink? A lot of questions. Would the bourbon be okay to drink? And they're saying, asking for a friend.
Yeah, bourbon should be okay to drink. Yeah. I would say just go ahead and enjoy yourself.
Don't try and sell it.
No, you know, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, don't sell booze.
Yeah, no.
And it's, no offense, I got nothing wrong with Jim Beam, but I don't think that's one of those bourbons that ages in some fantastic, you know, like, well, oh, this is a 60-year age Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Now, there might be some whiskey lovers out there that correct me, and bourbon lovers, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I think you just enjoy that yourself.
Yeah, it's something you can definitely enjoy. Usually, a lot of times, when people do collect the Jim Beam bottles, they prefer them empty, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Brian. Are cross pens or a Movado watch worth anything?
Sure. Yes, they are. So cross pens, you know, they made many different kinds, depending on how old it may be. It could be actually made out of gold, but generally most of those are gold filled or gold in color. Ideally, their original is still in the original box. Unengraved, they'll have some value. Movado watches, that's a huge spectrum there because you can have very inexpensive ones to very expensive ones.
Oh, really?
Sure. You can have solid gold ones, and which would be worth a lot of money. But yeah, definitely stuff we do look at, and you're welcome to bring them in.
Let's go to Judy. Judy, you got a couple different things you want to share with Brian. Hi, Judy.
Hi, and then I go for donuts.
Hold on one second, Judy. Did you hear that, Karen? Another vote for donuts on the caller. All right, go ahead, Judy.
I have a 1878 silver dollar.
Ooh.
Is it worth anything more than a dollar?
Absolutely.
Hold on, Judy. He says absolutely. Why?
Yeah.
Is it just because it's older, or is that a particular year that's of interest?
So it's interesting in the fact that that's the first year of the Morgan silver dollar. Is 1878.
Okay.
So it's definitely a neat coin. And depending on which of the three mints that were issued that year you have can determine the value. But, of course, what is the number one thing? Condition.
Okay.
Condition is going to determine the value. But the most important thing to remember is do not clean any coins.
You didn't clean it, Judy, did you?
No.
No matter how dirty it might look, do not clean it, please.
So okay. Give me a ballpark. Let's say it's just an average coin, average quality.
Like $35 okay. for that particular one, that specific year, you know, I would be entertained. Unless it was like truly abused where, you know, every detail's rubbed off or something.
But you want people to bring that in because $35, someone may say, I'm not going to go to the store. Why not check it out? Maybe it is a special value
you know,
of a special
here, here's
thing.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing when people may say something like that, you know, it's only $35. Here's the thing. If you found $35 laying on the ground, you would bend down to pick it up. Why not come on in and pick up that money?
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't have to bend down.
Yeah, you don't.
There you go. $35.
I hand you money.
Judy, you got another one, right?
Yeah, I have another one. It's a 1972 Kennedy half dollar.
So
it does look like there's some copper in it.
Yes, 1971 to now, to 2025, on the Kennedy half dollars were made out of copper and nickel. And those are just their face value.
50 cents.
50 cents.
Judy,
that's correct. So the Kennedys you'd want would be dated 1970 or earlier, or 1964 to 1970. That's going to be the ones to have the value.
Unless it's got some really quirky little thing on it or something.
That's correct. There are a few. In 1976, issued in some special sets, they had a part silver Kennedy half dollar that was made as well. But, you know, you don't see them in circulation.
Thanks for calling, Judy. I'll see you at the cash
badge.
Can
I ask one question?
Yeah, sure.
Pennies. You know, pennies, what years back?
1958 or earlier.
Okay.
You got
it. Okay, thank you.
And Judy, just bring them all in. He'll look through all of them.
Just bring it in.
Doesn't matter if there's buckets of them. He'll look through. You going to come to the cash bash?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a fair answer and an honest one. I appreciate it, Judy.
Depends on how much I want a donut.
That is true. I'll give you two if you come, Judy. Just make sure you visit Brian the Cashman at 16 West Ogden in Westmont at any point. Just a quick update. Cubs going to the top of the ninth now. Still up 3-0. Okay, Brian. How can people reach you? Why should people reach you? And where can they reach you?
They can call me or text the same number at 630-969-9600. And of course, the store is located at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois, which is one block west of Cass Avenue on the north side of the street.
That is right across from my favorite Potbelly.
Yes, right.
They don't pay me to say that. Karen, get Potbelly to pay me to say that. Couple quick ones. We got about one more minute left. Any value in Hummel old ones, ladders, David winterized cottages, etc., all bought from my mother-in-law's home by my husband.
Yeah,
you know what any of that is?
We still do look at the Hummels. You're welcome to bring them in. Yeah, they're figurines. I see another one's popping up there from 847. Yeah, those Hummels. We'll definitely still look at that stuff. Please bring it on by. I'll be happy to take a look.
Christopher Radko ornaments worth anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Ideally, you still have the original box or, you know, that they came in. It'd be ideal. And we'll happily take a look at that as well.
630-969-9600. That's where they can reach you, text you, or call you. But most importantly, visit you in the store. Yeah?
Absolutely. Come on by. I'd love to meet everybody.
All right. That's Brian the Cashman. We'll see you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Sounds great.